This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last week, we visited with NCBA President Buck Werbein about his outlook for the future of agriculture. Today, we'll continue that discussion, focusing on some of the issues cattle producers are closely watching. More after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
NCBA President Buck Werbein is a Nebraska cattleman and feedlot operator, and he said the high markets are rewarding, but they're coming with challenges when it becomes time to restock. He added, while feedlots are feeling the squeeze of high replacement costs, cow-calf operators are finally getting the break they need to pay down debt and strengthen their operations.
Well, for what we would call margin players like me, a feedlot operator, or somebody buying cattle put on grass, wheat pasture, something like that, you get a turn of selling the cattle high, and that's very fun. But as you just said, you have to turn around and restock, buy something back. And what I've been telling people is, it takes a dump truck to haul the money away we're making, but then you turn around to replace and you dump it out of the dump truck and pay for them. And it doesn't stay in the dump truck very long.
No.
Don't misunderstand me. There's plenty of margin right now, but it's as the market goes up, it raises all the boats and every level. And I think one of the things that I'm most pleased about this is for the original producer, the cow-calf operators who needed a break and get some debt paid off, and certainly that's got to be helping them right now. I've never had cows and calves, but that's got to be big.
Animal health is another concern producers are watching closely. Werbein says the screwworm, a pest that impacts all mammals, remains a particular concern along the southern border. And he knows that NCBA is confident in the safeguards put in place by APHIS and its Mexican counterparts.
Cattle seem to be the focus of it, and that's fine. But it's in wildlife, and you don't control them. And they do fly. They can fly over the river. It's not like... So... We know and believe that the protocols in place by APHIS and Mexico's answer to APHIS are adequate to allow the cattle to come over and them not be a source of this. And so we feel good about that and anxiously await Secretary Rollins being able to open the border again, because we're short enough on headcount in our herd that we need those cattle probably more than ever. And so that's very important.
As he started to allude to there, talking about the screwworm, he explains the shortage of head of cattle versus the tonnage in the animals and how that affects what we see on store shelves.
While the head count is the lowest we've had in 70 years or whatever it is, the amount of tonnage, which is what we actually sell, we sell meat, we don't sell hooves. And so that isn't as down as much as the head count. However, it is down enough that we have these record prices, and we're grateful, and through work by the checkoff and the breeding and so forth, that the quality of our cattle is so good that our consumers are willing to pay for it. We also have an animal that has a cut of beef for every budget. Half of our beef is consumed as hamburger, which is a great product.
We have more from Buck Werbein and his comments also on the Farm Bill and much more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.